Good morning. So our story today from the book of Daniel is about three guys named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Fun fact of the day, when I was a teenager, I had a guinea pig named Shadrach. He probably was not as resistant to fire as Daniel's friends. But I just wanted to talk about them for a little bit. You know, we have freedom of religion in this country, and I think we often take it for granted that we can come to church and worship and pray and wear our faith openly. In other places around the world, Christians are martyred. In China, they're jailed and sometimes killed and tortured, and, you know, other places around the world. And I'm just glad that we're all here today and we're able to worship. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were Jews, and they were working for King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. And some troublemakers, they were doing a great job, and King Nebuchadnezzar liked them, but some troublemakers didn't like them, and they said, hey, these guys aren't worshiping this giant statue of yourself that you made, and, you know, that's totally illegal. Bust them. So King Nebuchadnezzar says, okay, well, you guys have to bow down and worship my golden statue, or I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. So in a giant big furnace full of flames, he was basically going to cook them alive. And they said no. They stood up, and I really wonder how many of us would have the courage to do that, to stand up and say, no, I will worship God, and if God saves me, if he chooses to, he can, and if he doesn't, that's okay too. I'll burn in the fiery furnace because I won't worship anyone but God. That's a lot of strength and a lot of character, and it's no fear. God tells us all throughout the Bible, don't fear. But that seems to be what we do best. So I just want to hold up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as examples to us that we should trust God and not live in fear. We want to be smart. God gave us brains to use, but we don't want to live in fear, and we want to worship God above everything. So let's pray. Father, fill our hearts with your truth and help us not to fear. Help us to worship you with joy through all things. Amen.